Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast, the incremental anti-diet solution for effective permanent weight loss. Primal Potential is committed to helping you overcome emotional eating, hormonal imbalances, unhealthy habits, and your dieting mindset through education and inspiration. We don't just talk about what you should eat and what you should avoid. We talk strategy. Primal Potential is bridging the gap between knowing and doing. Each episode will leave you with concrete tips for making positive changes that make a difference. Primal Potential is here to help you lose weight, get healthy, and master fat loss naturally.
Good morning and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton, and today is another Q&A episode where I'm going to address a listener's struggle and share my perspective on overcoming these types of obstacles. Most of you guys know that are regular listeners that I really encourage you all to reach out to me, ask your questions, share your struggles. And it's not because I think I can solve everyone's problems, but it is because I want to try and I want to support you and I want you to know that you aren't crazy. Well, maybe, I mean, I'm crazy, so you're probably crazy, but I want you to know that your struggle is not like making you this crazy, unique snowflake and nobody else can relate to this. I want you to know that I'm in this with you. You're not alone in your situation. I've struggled too, and so many of us out there struggle on a daily basis, and it can feel isolating. And I've felt before like I could not make progress, I was hopeless, that I couldn't break out of a given rut. And that's what I see as the utility of this platform and this podcast in particular, to know and understand your struggles and to help you overcome them and to build a community where we can all achieve our transformations in whatever way we feel we want to change and grow and improve. So yeah, that means I get a lot of emails and I love that. And I respond to all of them and I love that too. Today, I want to share an email that I got from a regular listener and one of the women who is in my Lean Potential Fat Loss Mastermind course, and we had a great exchange. And in her second email of this kind of correspondence to me, she identified that she was forecasting her own failure. And I loved that phrase. And so I'm borrowing it to talk about that on this podcast because I used to live in that mode, right? I had such a history of failure. And I think many of us, just percentage-wise of the population, have failed in weight loss attempts so many times that we then forecast that, right? And it's not illogical to do that, but it's also certainly not helpful in any way, shape, or form. So let's dive into her original email to me, and I'm going to kind of share with you guys how this went. So she says, "Hi, Elizabeth. I'm kind of struggling over the last few days, and I could use some guidance. I feel like I'm not making any progress. I'm struggling with negative self-talk, and I continue to struggle with it. I'm trying to become more aware of it, and I just listened to your podcast in which you talk about negative self-talk and becoming more aware. I've gained weight over the last few months. I'm going on a cruise in a few weeks, and I'm trying hard not to dread it at my current weight. It's hard to keep my eye on the long-term ball. I feel like I'm at a loss. I know that it has not worked for me in the past to add in more before I've mastered one thing, and it resonates with me when you talk about setting unreasonable weight goals so that you knew that you would fit into something by a certain date. I am used to having goals and benchmarks, so sometimes I feel a little adrift. I know everyone has difficult days once in a while, and that all this might be just a difficult day, but I do feel discouraged, and I thought I would reach out to you." So I responded to her, and I talked about affirmations, and I talked about staying in the present moment and owning the fact that you are in complete control of your progress or lack of progress and rate of progress or no progress. And she responded with this: "That was super helpful. I changed my calendar view on my computer to only today, and that is helping. I definitely do get paralyzed looking ahead, and then I kind of forecast failure. So I'm going to work on focusing on now And like you said, build confidence on the small moment-to-moment successes because that's what makes up a day and then a week, etc. So anyway, I didn't want her to be the only beneficiary of this back and forth correspondence, and I want everyone to have the opportunity to see what in this exchange really resonates with them or is helpful to them. So today I want to share with you an expanded version of my thoughts and suggestions and this kind of communication I had with this listener. First of all, I think that it is entirely natural to feel frustrated by lack of progress or even reverse progress, like weight gain, right? Focusing on that is not helpful. And of course, what is least helpful is telling yourself, even in your thoughts, even in what you think about what might happen, that you're stuck there or that is your pattern and will continue to happen. You kind of remove your control when you do that. And before we talk in more detail about this idea of forecasting failure, I want to make sure that everyone understands that I'm not encouraging you to deny reality. I'm not saying you should look in the mirror and be like, I'm fit, I'm lean, I'm gorgeous, I'm this. Like, you can, and that can be helpful, but I'm not saying you need to deny reality. I actually think that it's helpful to own where you're at and own what you've done to get you to that place, right? You can address your current state without manifesting what you're trying to escape or overcome. So you can look in the mirror and say, yep, I've put on weight. I don't love what I see right now, and I'm ready to make a change. The problem is that most people don't go from this is reality and this is my empowering truth. They go from this is my reality, I suck, into diving headfirst into this rabbit hole of, oh my gosh, this cruise is coming and I'm fat. What have I done? I'm screwed. Vacation's gonna suck. Like, I don't wanna wear a bathing suit. I've ruined everything. I'm never gonna lose this weight. All I do is binge. Why do I do this to myself, right? We don't stop at, okay, this is what it is. I'm not loving what I'm seeing right now and I'm ready to make a change. We start to beat ourselves up and that isn't helpful. Not only, I mean, it's just not productive and it increases the likelihood that you won't change, that you won't improve. And none of us want that. I mean, obviously we're here because we want to change and improve. So instead, own it. Look at your body and say, this, for better or for worse, this body is a reflection of the choices I have made. This body is a reflection of what I have told myself my priorities are up until this point. I've made excuses and my body is not looking or feeling how I want it to. But I have total control and power over this. Like, if I made the choices that got me to this place, I can make different choices to get me out of this place, right? And say to yourself, like, it is what it is, and we are moving forward. We are doing better things. Whatever has happened in the past few months or weeks or years is done and gone, and I can't change it, but I can change now. So in this moment, here we go. I'm making a change, and I'm excited to see my body respond. Like, pump yourself up about the fact that that is, to me, that was the best part of my weight loss journey, was doing the work and seeing the results. It was exciting. It was really encouraging and it was empowering and it was uplifting and I looked forward to every new day. So tell yourself, like, this is gonna be fun to watch how I can make my body change. It's worth doing the work because seeing the results is gonna be really exciting and that is going to feel better than any momentary indulgence I could give into. Because yeah, the cookie is good and everything, but is it better than looking in the mirror and thinking, whoa, I am actively transforming my body and that is awesome? No way, there's no cookie in the world that compares to that. So set your focus and your vision, but don't throw away your energy beating yourself up for the past or stressing over the future. And I've said this before, but this is reality. We have a finite amount of energy and attention, and we have the greatest chance of success when we don't throw it away on what is already done or what you have absolutely no influence over. You cannot make a good decision for tonight, for later on, for tomorrow. The only decision you can make is right now. So as you notice your energy or your attention wandering towards what you've done wrong, right, said with air quotes, how you've screwed up in the past, or what you're afraid will happen tomorrow or what won't happen tomorrow or next week, bring yourself back. Bring yourself back. This is a constant practice of awareness. And that's one of the reasons meditation can be so powerful, is because it improves our ability to say, okay, my mind is running away with me. And that is I don't want to give away my energy on something so unproductive. So as soon as you notice that, bring it back right now. What can I do right now? Maybe right now it's just have a glass of water. Maybe right now it's go for a walk. Tomorrow is gone and beating yourself up is unproductive, and you cannot, did I say tomorrow is gone? Yesterday is gone, and there's no value in beating yourself up over it. So I love the cycle of, one, acknowledge where you're at. Own it. You don't have to look in the mirror and not like what you see and then say, but I'm sexy and I'm gorgeous and I love these hips, when you're thinking, these hips are mighty too wide for what I would like them to be right now, right? Like, you can acknowledge, this is my reality. I got it. I'm not loving what I'm seeing. I'm not loving how I'm feeling. From there, though, acknowledge and then empower. I have full power over my ability to change. This is completely within my control. Acknowledge, empower, then act. In this moment, what is the best thing I can do? Maybe the best thing you can do is just stop beating yourself up for whatever is right in front of you. Maybe in the moment, the best thing you can do is to choose a healthy breakfast instead of a less than healthy breakfast. So acknowledge, empower, act, then stay present. Actively work on the practice of bringing yourself back to this moment. We will always be tempted to stray into the past or the future, but that is giving away your energy. So practice mindfulness, stay present, be in this moment. Acknowledge, empower, act, stay present, and then be consistent. Be consistent. If you want that transformation, if you want the opportunity to get excited over your results, then you have to be consistent. It can't just be like, well, it's a Saturday, so I mean, I'm here and that food is here. I'm just going to eat it and tomorrow I'll be better. You can't have that perpetual cycle if you want the transformation, if you want the results. Acknowledge, empower, act, stay present, be consistent, and then repeat. Do it again. It's not about don't diet, don't plan, don't set goals. It's right now in this moment. Right now in this moment, when I'm craving a bagel, I'm going to make the best choice I can. It's not that you can't have a plan, but fixating on the plan and letting your attention wander into how you screwed up the plan already or how you're going to implement the plan tomorrow is not the most effective use of your energy. So when you're craving the bagel, don't plan for being extra strict tomorrow to compensate it. All you have is right now. In this moment, I'm going to make the best choice I can, and I'm going to have bacon and eggs instead. I'm not going to freak out and stress over lunch or dinner. I'm right here. I'm right now in this moment. I routinely bring myself back to what is going on around me and what do I need to do right now, just right now, not tomorrow, to help me move towards my goals. I don't have any power or influence over tomorrow right now, right? I don't have any power or influence over the last few months, even if I've totally blown it. Great, fine, whatever, this moment, right now, my opportunity right now. And do not fall into this trap of forecasting failure based on your past mistakes. That's about as effective as saying, I'm going to be broke forever because you've maxed out a couple of credit cards. I mean, yeah, sure, that could happen. If you keep making poor choices, you could be in debt forever. You could be broke forever. That's your choice, right? But you have total control. And only you have control. So stressing over the mountain of debt or planning for what you're going to do tomorrow or next week or next month, in this moment, you just stop spending, right? In this moment, what is the best choice that you can make? Only you have control over that. So sure, you could fail to lose weight. You could gain weight, but only if you choose to. Only if that's what your choices are. Where you are right now, how you feel right now, what your body looks like right now, is a reflection of your choices. The great thing about that is A year from now, what you look like, what you feel like, will also be a reflection of your choices. So start making different choices. And I understand how overwhelming that can feel, especially for people who have a lot of weight to lose, but it becomes a whole lot less overwhelming when you keep yourself in this moment. Worrying about, you know, do I have what it takes? Why? Why worry? Tomorrow is out of your control right now, right? You don't even have the power to make a choice for 5 hours from now. All you have is right now. A quick example from my own life. This morning I woke up and the first thing I did was meditate for a little while. I try to be good about that. It helps me so much when I am, especially with this mindfulness piece of bringing myself back to what can I do right now. So after I meditated, I was relaxing with a cup of coffee and in front of me was this box of these bulletproof protein bars that I had bought. I'm not a big protein bar fan, but when something new comes out that's interesting to me, I want to try it just A, so I can recommend stuff to you guys, but B, so that I have convenient options if I'm traveling or whatever else. So anyway, I'm sitting there with my coffee and I see this box of bars in front of me and I thought, ooh, I could totally enjoy one of those with my coffee right now. That would be really good. But I was mindful. I brought myself back to the moment and I said, you know, those are good, but right now in this moment, right this second, I'm not hungry. So the very best choice I can make right now is to not have the bar, right? And who knows, 20 minutes, I might feel differently, but in that moment, I was not hungry. And so the best choice I could make was not to have the bar. And even as it relates to working out, I think many of us sometimes just don't feel like it. I'd rather work, or I'd rather relax. And I used to think, well, I can always work extra hard tomorrow or I'll do it later today. But staying in the present moment, bringing myself back to what is the best choice I can make with this minute that I have right now, just get it done, right? Do it now and then later make the best choice you can. When you forecast your own failure, you're doing two things. You're planting a seed of doubt in your mind and you're instructing yourself to fail. You're focusing on what you have done wrong and not on the immense power you have to do what you can do in this moment. And you're secondly, giving away energy that you need, right? You're giving away energy to something you cannot influence right now. So claim the moment. Practice mindfulness and presence. We get so caught up in what we've done wrong or what frightens us about the uncertainties ahead that we end up making a crappy decision in the moment. Whereas if we had harnessed that energy and stayed really present, we probably could have made progress. We get caught up in feeling like whatever has happened before is destined to happen in the future because honestly, that's the way it's been for most of us. But that's because we haven't changed. Nothing changes until you do. You have all the power here. You have 100% of the power here. Sure, if you keep doing the same thing, making the same excuses, coming up with the same reasons to wait till tomorrow or next week or after this party or after this vacation, you're going to get the same results. So, I mean, that just is. But if you don't want that, don't do that. Avoid the idea of the overwhelmingness of behavior change by staying in the present moment. If you're getting overwhelmed and worked up by how far you have to go, that is a choice you are making because your focus is on what's ahead instead of what's right now in this moment. Own the power you have right now to make a good choice and then repeat, repeat, repeat. Acknowledge, empower. Act, stay present, be consistent, repeat. Acknowledge where you're at. Either I'm proud of my progress or I'm not loving what I'm seeing or feeling right now. Empower yourself with the fact that you can change this. Only you can change this, and that's awesome. I used to hate group projects when I was in school because I felt like the result was partially out of my control. Like my success, my results were dependent on other people. And that's the fantastic thing about changing your body. Nobody's shoving food down your mouth, right? Nobody is impacting the intensity of your workout other than you. So this is all on you. And that's not a scary thing. That's a fantastic thing. Acknowledge where you're at. Empower yourself that you have the ability to make this change. Make a good choice, act now in this moment, And then stay present. Be aware of when your thoughts wander to what you've done wrong in the past or how you've let yourself down. And stay mindful of when you wander into, oh no, what am I going to do? Am I making progress fast enough? Bring yourself back. What's the best thing I can do right now? And then be consistent. Stop convincing yourself that today is an exception or this meal is an exception or this party is an exception. It's not. You've had all that before. You've done it. You get it. Whatever. Unless you're on some like international excursion experiencing foods that you'll never see again in your life. It's not worth it. You've done it before. What you haven't done is been successful and maintained your success in transforming your body. So try that on for size. Be consistent. Be consistent. And then keep going. I really want to know your struggles. Please, I'm serious. Don't feel uncomfortable reaching out. Don't feel ashamed or embarrassed. What if you don't, right? What if you don't reach out and say, hey, I'm stuck here? What has that looked like for you in the past? Why not ask for help? Why not say, this is where I don't know how to move forward. Let me help you because this is your show and it is for you. Not for you, the masses like humanity. You specifically listening right now. You can go over to primalpotential.com right on the homepage. There's a little box where you put in your name and email address. Then you're on my VIP list. I send out, you know, recipes and motivation and fat loss tips, workouts, all sorts of random stuff. But it's also the best way for you to reply to me with your questions and your struggles. So do that. This mindset stuff is huge. This forecasting failure and self-limiting belief stuff is really where success begins and ends. And like I've mentioned a couple of times, I'm working on a seminar to help people overcome self-limiting behaviors like negative self-talk and emotional eating. So now is really when it would be most helpful for me to know what you're struggling with so that I can make sure this seminar addresses whatever struggles are most real and most challenging for you, because we can get over this stuff. We can transform. It is possible. You could be in such a different place 6 months from now, heck, even 6 weeks from now, if you dig in, if you do the work, if you stop telling yourself that you can't, if you stop making excuses and putting it off another day. So get on the email list, will you? Please. It means a lot to me to know what you're struggling with. And I like you guys. I actually do, which is rare for me, but I do. So anyway, I hope this was helpful. I hope you'll get on the email list and share with me what your challenges are. And until next time, guys, stay healthy.